The Ministry of With by Bill Tibbetts, published on May 7, 2026. Most people assume witness begins with proclamation. We often imagine evangelism as articulation, explaining truth, defending belief, or speaking about Jesus with courage and clarity. Certainly, words matter. But before Christianity was ever preached, it was embodied. The witness of presence. Before the disciples fully understood Jesus, they experienced him. They watched him dwell among ordinary people. They likely saw him linger at tables, stop for interruptions, touch sick people, grieve with family members, and walk dusty roads beside confused followers. The ministry of Jesus was not merely a ministry of declaration. It was a ministry of with. The ministry of with may be one of the most overlooked dimensions of Christian witness in modern Western culture. We often perceive being a witness only in terms of what was said above, a timely word coded in courage. Yet throughout Scripture, God consistently reveals himself through presence. The story of redemption is not merely the story of a God who speaks to humanity. It is the story of a God who comes near. A God who comes near. This is why the opening chapter of John's Gospel is so staggering. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John 1:14. The phrase made his dwelling comes from the Greek word skeno, meaning to pitch a tent, to tabernacle, or to dwell among. The imagery used is profoundly theological. John is intentionally echoing the Old Testament tabernacle, where the presence of God dwelled among Israel in the wilderness. In the New Testament, Jesus is presented as the true and greater tabernacle. God chose not to remain distant. He set up camp with us. The Message uniquely paraphrases John 1:14 this way. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Thus, the Incarnation is fundamentally the ministry of with, God with us. Rather than remaining detached from human weakness and suffering, Christ entered fully into the realities of embodied life, with us. Presence over solutions. Theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, writing about Christian community and human suffering, said, "The church is the church only when it exists for others." Bonhoeffer's theology was not abstract. He wrote that amid the terror and fragmentation of Nazi Germany, he understood that Christian presence carries weight because it refuses abandonment. Like Christ himself. Similarly, Henri Nouwen argued that presence often matters more than solutions. In The Wounded Healer, he writes, "When we honestly ask ourselves which person in our lives mean the most to us, we often find that it is those who, instead of giving advice, solutions, or cures, have chosen rather to share our pain and touch our wounds with a warm and tender hand." This stands in sharp contrast to the instincts of modern efficiency culture or fast food thinking. Optimize, manage, and quickly fix. The irony? Most people, including ourselves, are not asking for fixes. We're asking, "Will you be there for me?" A friend of mine embodies this reality better than almost anyone I know. She works as a social worker in one of the most ideologically progressive environments imaginable. Her workplace is filled with people who disagree and live a life contrary to her biblical worldview. Yet she possesses something increasingly rare in modern culture: durable presence. One of her co-workers, a single mother with adopted daughters, casually mentioned during work that their ceiling fan had stopped working. It sounds minor until you realize one of the daughters depended on the fan noise to sleep. The repair quote they received was ridiculously high and financially overwhelming. Without hesitation, my friend said, "I think we can help." She contacted another friend of ours, an electrician, and together they showed up days later with a replacement fan. No hidden agenda, just quiet, simple service. Months later, that same coworker experienced the devastating loss of a close family friend. A memorial service was held. My friend was the only coworker who attended. Proximity builds credibility. That moment matters more than most Christians realize. Because witness is not merely built through proclamation. It is built through proximity. James Davison Unter, in his incredible book To Change the World, argues that faithful Christian witness is often expressed through what he calls faithful presence. He writes, "Faithful presence means that we are fully present and committed in our spheres of influence, whatever they may be." This concept challenges both extremes of either withdrawal or domination. Christians are neither called to retreat from culture nor conquer it through force. Rather, we are called to inhabit spaces with sacrificial integrity and relational durability. This includes our workplace. I would suggest reading that statement again. The ministry of with requires slowing down enough to notice people. It means helping the exhausted office administrator unpack boxes while everyone else walks past, pretending not to see them. It means sitting with the coworker who just dropped the ball. It means checking on the employee who suddenly becomes withdrawn after receiving difficult news. It means remembering names, listening carefully, showing up consistently, and refusing to reduce people into projects, statistics, or evangelistic targets. Too often, we unintentionally communicate that people are assignments rather than neighbors. Yet Jesus never once treated people as interruptions to ministry. They were the ministry. The Gospels repeatedly show Christ moving toward human vulnerability. He dined with tax collectors, wept with the weary, was present with the sick. Jesus did not immediately rush to solve every emotional moment. Sometimes he simply remained present within it. This matters profoundly in the workplace. Many of our workplaces are filled with loneliness masked by productivity. People spend 40, 50, sometimes 60 plus a week around one another while remaining emotionally unknown. In such environments, the ministry of with becomes radically countercultural. Not flashy or performative, but deeply Christ-like. This is also why Christian witness cannot be reduced to salesmanship. Evangelism is not merely transferring information. It is the overflow of a transformed life, living among people in such a way that the reality of Christ becomes credible. wikipedia.org/wiki/Leslie_Biggin. Leslie Newbegin famously argued that the local Christian community is the hermeneutic of the gospel. In other words, people often interpret the plausibility of Christianity through the visible lives of Christians themselves. Or as John Stott once wrote, "People listen to our words only when they can see our love." The ministry of with gives credibility to the ministry of words. Not because love replaces truth, but because truth was always meant to be embodied through love. And ultimately, this is where the story becomes bigger than mere human kindness. The ministry of with is not simply about being nice people. It is participation in the greater story God has been telling since Eden. A God who walked in the garden with humanity. A God who dwelled among Israel in the wilderness. A God who took on flesh and stepped into human history. A God who promises in Revelation that one day he will dwell fully with his people again. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. Revelation 21:3. A simple invitation. This week, don't wait for some dramatic moment to practice the ministry of with. Start small. Help carry the boxes. Stay a few extra minutes to listen. Notice the person everyone else overlooks. Step into someone's ordinary day with intentional presence. Because the ministry of with is rarely built through grand gestures. More often, it is formed in small moments of faithful proximity that quietly reflect the heart of Jesus.